والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه وازواجه ومن سن سنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، مدرسة بدر سيستر بن اسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Allah the Father who has time, inshallah, can come over, stay with us, inshallah. If you want to go with the meeting with the Father in the back, inshallah, can go. But inshallah, we have to continue to give our salat, inshallah. Janaza is a fardu ayn, a fardu kifaya. Fard in Islam to go and to follow the janaza and prepare it to send your brother and sister to the graveyard. So every Muslim should worry about this, because they found some evil, they have no idea about this topic. So when they lost any beloved one, could be relative or friend, you find everybody on right and left and they have no idea what he has to do. We're going to speak about the janaza. We're going to start from the first moment. If I know somebody, he's dying, what I should do? And what is the sunnah? Hadi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to talk about the hadi, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. And we follow that steps, inshallah ta'ala. And we're going to talk about how you make the ghusl. And we're going to talk about how you prepare this body for, we're going to talk about the coffin for the body. We're going to talk about how you form the janaza. Can I walk in the front of the dead body, or I walk in the back, or I walk or surround it all over? What is the sunnah said? Shall I talk when I form the janaza? Is that permitted for me to speak about something related to this dunya? We found, we went many times, and while we send the brother or sister to the graveyard, we find people talking. If this is from the sunnah or not, we need to know. We're going to also to send the janaza to the graveyard, and what we should do. People doesn't understand. We found violations, a lot of violations, when they send the brother or sister to the graveyard. We found people put some a lot of stuff around the qabr. What is the qabr should be in Islam? How you build the qabr, the graveyard? There is a lot of problem actually Muslim community faces when they deal with the marble. They build the graveyard with marble. They put the name on the grave, if this is a sunnah or not. They put some plates and they put some water. Muslims take, when they like to visit the graveyard, they buy flowers. And they put the flowers in the graveyard. All this issue, inshallah ta'ala, we need to go and clear it to our beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. And we need to control that and to learn about it. Because I found, when I moved from masjid to another masjid to give the class, people ask about this area and people confused, and sometimes they don't know how they prepare the body based on the sunnah, how they make the ghusl. Some people, they don't find any maqsala, they need a place to wash the body. So they keep the body actually for one day. Shall I send the body to a Christian funeral and I keep it over there? Something also found the Muslim, send the Muslim body to the funeral which belongs to the Christian and Jew, because they don't find any place. Sometimes they call the people, and the people, while they making ghusl, the ghusl is not based to the sunnah. And they, sometimes, they broke the arm of the dead person because they need him to, they need to wash him. So I have a lot of things, inshallah ta'ala, to talk about it. Inshallah, let's go and open this class to this, inshallah ta'ala. From Hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best solution, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs to do, that's our base. That's our guidance. We need to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see how you prepare your brother and sisters in Islam before you send them to the graveyard. First, if I know one of the brothers or sisters sick, And we know actually the doctors from doctors, we call the doctor to see what's happening to this brother or what happened to this sister. So automatically, as every one of you knows, when the doctor came and found somebody there is no any hope for life, he tested him from the feet with a needle. If the day is the sick person or the ill person, male or female, see, they don't feel anything, that you must understand that is the beginning. So we need to know if the ruh, because the ruh will come first from your feet. It comes from your feet first and go up until reach the throat. So that's why if we have a Muslim doctor, right away he figure it. And he visits the house or visits the brother in the hospital and he used a needle to find if he has senses, still has senses in the feet or not. If there is no senses, that is the beginning. He is in the process to die. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَسْكَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى to make all our end, inshallah, in righteousness. Inshallah, ta'ala righteousness. With la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay. So the first word, the Prophet of Allah recommended to visit the illness people. That's from the Sunnah. Because we need this dua. If the illness people, they make dua, please accept the dua. If you visit him, anyone, you don't ask actually him to make, he may ask you for dua. You need to ask him to make dua for you. Because dua al-marid mustajab, the dua which the sick person will perform it, is accepted dua. So we need this dua from this people. And for your information, Allah tabaraka ta'ala alladhi dajab min al-aqiyu. Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah in the day of the judgment will ask every one of us. Allah himself, tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, I was sick, he did not visit me. And the person he will say, will answer, oh my Lord, you are the Lord of the heaven and earth, how come you are sick? How come you are sick, Ya Allah? You are my Lord. You never been sick before. قَالَ كُنْتُ عِنْدَ فُلَانٍ. I was, and he mentioned in the name, I was with Ahmad, Muhammad, Fatima, whatever it is, and he did not visit me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered himself the one who you don't visit him. Because when you visit the illness, you find Allah is there. You find Allah is there. Therefore we say the dua will be accepted because Allah himself, he was there. He said, I was sick, he never visit me. Subhanallah, Ya Allah, how come you are visit? Because I was with my servant, Abdullah, Ibrahim, Fatima, Zainab, and he never visit me. So Allah considers himself taking the position of the sick person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. This is the great reward for all Muslims. When you know any brother and sister are sick, we must hurry up and leave everything and go and visit them. Right. If I found him, that person, first of all, when you enter, for those who are sick in the bed, you have to give him a hope for life. Assalamu alaykum, ya brother. Assalamu alaykum, rahmatullah. You are so good. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, it was nothing happened to you. Not because somebody he visited, one person one day, and he was up. And when we enter the room in the hospital, he said, what do you suffer from, ya akhi? The brother asked that person who was sick. What do you suffer? He said, wallah, I suffer from so and so. And this is actually the doctor, they told me, you don't have enough days to live. I'm going to die, brother. What do you have, brother? I have like a kidney problem, heart disease, whatever it is. The brother suffered from it. And I found the brother, he answered that person that day, subhanallah, that is the disease which my uncle, he passed away last year from the same disease. Subhanallah. You don't give him a hope. You make the man die right away. Subhanallah. That is the disease which my uncle, he passed away from it last year. This is not working like this, ya. Alhamdulillah. We make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you need to encourage these people to have a hope for life. Not to give him a bad news, not to give him exactly to put lower him down, but this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we should tell him. First, we need to open a beautiful, not to speak about movie, or to speak about game, or to speak about property, or to speak about car, but you indirectly smart. You must be intelligent to remind him indirectly about the Hira. Indirectly. In order to help him to express his tawbah. In order to help him to mention La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So for example, you find this person, I tell him, SubhanAllah, قول لا إله إلا الله and remember your Lord in dua. Say لا إله إلا الله. So you don't tell him, you don't address it to him. You address it if you have somebody with you, or maybe you say, you know, يا أخي إن شاء الله تعالى الله will give you شفاء. Say لا إله إلا الله. So indirectly you remind him to say the word of what? لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. That is recommended إن شاء الله تعالى. Well, that we have to make istighfar for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya akhi, wallahi, you are so good. Sister, wallahi, you are so good, walhamdulillah. Exactly. Just make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah. Express your tawbah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Say ameen, sister. Say ameen, brother. So we say ameen, and the engine is there, they will accept the dua. InshaAllah ta'ala, that is something we need to remind him, inshaAllah ta'ala. Fine. If we found that person or the person, male or female, they are in a process of death. Remember, they hear very, very well. Even if they are in a coma, even if they are in a stroke, at the time of death when the rock will come out from the body, remember, they hear you very, very well and begin. Very sharp. قال تعالى في الكتاب الكريم فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد. We remove all the deal which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it between him and Allah, made it between him and the angel. So he will have بصرك, your eyes became sharp like fire. So they will know, they feel it, even if they are in a coma, while they are in the process of this, and the rock will come out, the brain will come again, exactly, and they understand everything. So what we should do? We remind them about La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, help him. Because that moment is very difficult for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the mercy. The Prophet himself, he used to pray that when sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in the process of death. And he would have a fever, very, very high fever. He asked the Ummi, Ya Sayyidi. He was in the process of death. And they give him water, cold water next to him. He was to put his hand, and he put the water on his forehead. And he said, Allah, Allah, فَإِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتٍ. Allah, Allah, فَإِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتٍ. Allah, Allah, the death has like a stubborn, has a pain. To remember that is the pain, very extreme pain for the death. So remember, when you eat something heavy, and sometimes say, I cannot take my breath. What about the rope is coming? The ox, Amr ibn al-Aq, one of the great companions of the Prophet ﷺ. His son Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Aq, one of the great scholars of this ummah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Aq, radiallahu anhuma. He came to his father at the time of this. He told him, my father, I ask you by the name of Allah, describe to me how the ruh is come out from your body. Everybody knows that Amr is dying. Look what he said. قال عمرو بن العاص يا بني اي بني او ماي صن وكاني عصفور يقلى في مقلاة. I found myself like a bird, you find it in a band. وكأن السماء قد انطبقت على صدري, and I found that the whole heaven fell down on my chest, and I cannot take my breath. I am taking my breath from the hole of the needle. See how when you have a hole of a needle,
the needle has a very, very narrow hole. So he said, I see myself like I'm taking my breath from the hole of the needle. And I cannot take. And the Prophet ﷺ said, describe the ruh when it comes from the body, Ya Rasulullah. He said, like you bring sheet, material sheet, made from silk, and you throw it over a thorn. You know the thorn which you don't grow up in the desert. Thorn. Harmful. And you bring like a material sheet, and you throw it over the thorn, and then you start to pull it out. What's going to happen to the material of the silk? What's going to happen? He will rip up everything inside you. But you cannot speak. You are in a different situation. You see, Malak al-Maut is going to take the ruh, the soul of your body. You feel it. You understand? And then after that, many of the great Sahaba, they describe the bintul of the death, when the ruh is coming out. So we need to remind him about La ilaha illallah. Ya Shaykh, you are very empty. Ya brother, you said, Wallahi, Alhamdulillah, you are good. Say La ilaha illallah. Say La ilaha illallah. Relieve your pain. Say La ilaha illallah. It will relieve your pain. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. What did he say? Abdullah, his son, a good scholar in Islam, his son. Good tree, produce, good. True. Imam Ahmad, one of the great Imam for Ahlul Sunnah, and what happened is, at the time of death, he went to the coma and woke up. His son next to him. He said, my father, say La ilaha illallah. Say La ilaha illallah. The son, he was worried too much to give the word of La ilaha illallah to him, to who? To his father. And then Imam Ahmad, he said, Wallahi, I'm never gonna say that. It was scary for the son, and the son of the scholar is like his father, but he knows from the sunnah, when somebody are in a process to die, what happened to him, he needs somebody to remind him. I ask, bring the Quran, and open Surah Yasin. That is the first description of Prophet Muhammad. If you find anybody is going to die, run and bring the Quran and open Surah Yasin. And start to read it. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اقْرَأُوا يَاسِين عَلَى مَوْتَاكُمْ فَإِنَّهَا تُخَفِّفُ عَنْكُمْ. Recite Surah Yasin on those who are in a process of death. A lot of Muslims, they go after he died and they go to the graveyard and open Surah. No. Surah Yasin, why the person is dying? Because the Prophet is saying in the end of the hadith, what? He will reduce the pain of the death. So this is the first description. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, Wallahi, his after his son say, say La ilaha illallah my father. Say La ilaha illallah my father. Say La ilaha illallah. He was worried he needed his father to say the word before. And who's that? Who is that? Who's that person? That's that Imam Ahmad is not that you are me. These people, they bend all his life to understand the Quran. Imam Ahmad, he memorized the Quran in the age of 9 years old. 9 years old. And he knows the hadith of Nabi Muhammad. You understand? Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. One day when he sleep around the Kaaba, Abu Hanifa, and he shum, trembling. Call the Imam, call the pure Imam. He said, I saw myself dig on the grave of the Prophet Muhammad. Dig on the grave. I'm in haram. Can anybody allow any power all over the world to come to the grave of the Prophet and dig it? And because remember, the body of the Prophet are the same. Completely the same. Because the Prophet said, Allah forbid the land to eat the flesh of the Prophet. So, Imam Abu Hanifa in his dream, when he was young, he found himself dig in the grave of the Prophet. And he woke up scared. Allah ya Azim, Allah Azim, scared that something had happened to him. And he went to his dad, his teacher, and he explained it to him. And he cried.
said, I saw my friend dead in a grave of the Prophet to bring his body.
قال يا أبو حنيفة هذا good news. You will dig to search for the sunnah in the Prophet to teach it to the people. That is the meaning of the dream.
Imam Ahmad al-Bukhari Muqtas, he said, his son, say la ilaha illallah, say la ilaha illallah, say la ilaha illallah.
And he rushed him. Easy when you give it to him. Don't rush him. لا إله إلا الله. Let me remind yourself. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. سبحان الله. يا الله give you شفاء. يا الله give you recovery.
So Imam Ahmad said, والله I will never say that.
He was scared for who? For his son. And then after that, after his father wake up, he told him, my son, take it easy with me.
While you remind me with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Ash-Shaytan, he came to me. And he had a glass of water in his hand. He told me, Ya Ahmad, I know you are very thirsty. And nobody could drink you except me today. You want to drink, Ya Ahmad?
Die as a Christian or Jew.
Die as a Christian or Jew. Because the Prophet Muhammad said, من مات على غير صلاة, whoever died without a salah, without performing a salah, فإما أن يموت يهوديا أو نصرانيا. Whoever died without a salah, rejected, the dunya took him away, and he thought Allah forgive him, and he died without a salah, the Prophet Muhammad said, he will die Christian or Jew, because the shaitan will come to everybody in this moment. And he came to Imam Ahmad, and who is Imam Ahmad? Rahimahullah. And he said, Ya Ahmad, I need you, I know you need to drink. If you need this drink, say, I am a Christian or Jew. Then Imam Ahmad, what did he answer? La wallahi, I don't say that. So his son, he said, that he rejected La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, but in America, he was speaking to who? The shaitan refused to say, I'm dying Christian and Jew. It's very difficult moment. May Allah take all of us, and then after that, Allah give us the word of La ilaha illallah. Because من مات على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دخل الجنة. The Prophet ﷺ in Bukhari Sharif, he said, whoever died with La ilaha illallah محمد رسول الله, Allah fix your iman and give it to you when you die. So when you say La ilaha illallah, the Jannah will be guaranteed, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah provide us with this word to say, inshallah, the time of death. So this is very important moment. So the person he is that died. First, when you find any Muslim die, male or female, the first action you should take is the woman outside the room. Right away. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the woman, is nothing wrong with our beloved sister or wife or mother. But they are very weak, they cannot control themselves. They will shout, this is bothering the person who died. You need to bring righteous people to remind him to speak about La ilaha illallah Muhammad, to speak about the hereafter, to so and so, to remind him, and because he needs, he's in a difficulty. He needs somebody to give him some more, he cannot speak. He became wahd. He has different situation, he could see it. And you cannot see it. The angel around him, and he saw the angel, so and so, but you don't see anybody. Allah describes that in the end of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah describes actually that he's the only one, he is suffering from that, and his lips will be locked together, one to another one. And no, he cannot say anything, so you need to remind him with the mercy of Allah, with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So the first action, he takes the woman outside, because the women are weak. They are full of compassion, they are full of, because when your baby wake up in the night and crying, who jumped from the bed first? Yeah, the mother, because that's why I'm crying, honestly. You understand? So, but the mother is closer to the compassion, to the mercy for her children, that's why she accepts more than the father. Now after that, if we have this person passed away, here is the prophet. Number one, to isbal al-aynayn. What you have to do? First of all, you have to come and close his eyes. That's number one.
Number two, take his clothes off completely. Woman, she take the clothes, if you are a woman and you don't need anybody, exactly, there is a bin there, take them out and let the woman take the clothes of the dead person, the one who died. Take the clothes completely and cover him with blank sheet and even cover the face. Number four, turn him toward the Qibla. Toward to the Qibla. People confused how we turn him towards the Qibla. People thought he extend his 2 feet toward the Qibla. I guess it's wrong. People thought he lay him in the left side toward the Qibla. It's wrong. So the only position actually to turn the dead person to the Qibla in his right side, like this side, like this. My face should be in the right side of the Qibla. And my in his right side, not in his back, in the right side, and turn him towards the Qibla. That is the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Muslim should worry about this. And the time is 2 o'clock. If you need to know the rest, you are appointed to see me tomorrow. To go, it's getting more exciting, and one by one will tell you what happened to the deep people. How, what you could do with these people, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment in our life to be in righteousness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the brothers and sisters who just passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last word in our life with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach you all of us the Quran and Sunnah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this class, inshallah ta'ala, to increase our iman and to come back to Allah and to express our tawbah and seek forgiveness from Allah ta'ala and to correct ourselves and reconcile in this life, inshallah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم يا الله سبحانه وتعالى إن تقول إن الجنة وتوفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.